in the name of Jesus. It was Holy Week and plots were brewing. The one who was praised with a word, Hosanna, will now be spoken to with words of a trap. The Pharisees don't want to do the dirty work themselves, so they send their disciples and the Herodians with them to trap Jesus in a word. A word is all they need. One word against God or Caesar, one word will silence this teacher forever. So they thought. They come to Jesus with malice in their hearts, as he well knows. They come and first give praise to the one they would destroy. They come with false kindness, bait to soften Jesus for the trap that would kill him. The hypocrisy runs deep as they say, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God faithfully and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances." Lies. They do not believe he is faithful. They do not believe he is true. They seek to find a Jesus who can be trapped by a word. A question of taxation. That'll do the trick. Trap him so he can't get out. Then he will have the full weight of the law of Caesar upon him. But the Lord Jesus will not have himself be trapped. Not yet, anyway. Instead, he traps them and exposes the hypocrisy that is so deep within. "Why do you put me to the test, you hypocrites? Why do you seek to trap me? You don't know what you're getting yourselves into." If you come to and speak to Jesus the wrong way, the way of malice, the way of hypocrisy, the way of self-justification, you will find the wrong Jesus. You don't want to receive what you seek. Coming to him that way, you will find a Jesus of the law. Coming to him that way, you will find yourself in a trap without escape, a trap that silences mouths, a trap of judgment that leaves one with nothing left to say. Jesus does the coin thing, and then he said, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And what are the things that are God's? "For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory." These are the things they want. They do not wish to have God incarnate standing before them with them. And so they are caught in the trap of the law and are exposed bare. They left him marveled. What could they say in response? He exposed them for what they really were. In a word, sinners. You who aspire to the holy office find yourself trapped as well, working Jesus the same way. Hypocrisy runs deep here too, wishing to have the things that are God's. Authority, might, strength, kingdom, power, glory. Seeking those things, wanting those things, traps you in the Jesus of the law and silences mouths in judgment as well and sends mouths away. But is there a word that Jesus would be trapped in? Will he have himself be trapped in the mouth of a sinner? Yes. And the word? Your word? Your trap? Forgive. That word Jesus delights to be caught in. He first gave himself over to another word, crucify. And on the trap of the cross, he had himself caught. For your sin, for your death. In your punishment, his mouth was silenced in bitter death. But only for a time. 3 days. So that now you may trap him again and again where he has promised to be. Trap him with a word, forgive. And he does. He is not silenced, but he speaks to you to give you the thing that is God's to give, the thing that is God's to render, forgiveness. Forgive. Yes. Always yes.